Well, today we're celebrating the 40th anniversary on the air of Q92 Radio, and we have on the line Tim McNamara. Tim, many will remember, was a play-by-play man, sports director for us here at Q92 way back at the beginning. In fact, Tim was the holds the distinction of being the first person ever to apply for a job here at KLQP. How are you doing, Tim?
Very good, Maynard. Apparently, I was really desperate for work back then, huh?
I guess you must not have been looking at the money. So, you must have. You must have read about it in the newspaper or something, because I think it was before we even started building anything. We got that job application from you.
I did see something in the legal notices, and then we did meet at the chamber meeting that you had referenced on Facebook here last week. And I came up and talked to you then, and I think I followed that up with a letter, and then a subsequent letter, a little bit later, as you guys are getting closer to getting things started. So
right.
It was a lot of fun. We were blazing new trails back then in Madison. It was really fun to be a part of that.
Do you remember what the first broadcast you ever did was?
Oh, absolutely. I believe it was tomorrow. I think it was first. And Madison boys were hosting Ortonville.
Okay.
And Ortonville was very good. I think they might have been undefeated at the time. So, Dan Bessman would have been the head coach, and Gary Omlin at that time was his assistant. And the seniors would have been Tim Bungarden, Joe Bungarden, Tom Scoyan, Steve Berg, Gary Norenberg, Troy Kuchenmeister. I know I'm missing somebody. Oh, and John Scherb, who was an underclassman, played on that team.
Okay.
And I think Madison ended up losing by 1 point. So it was really exciting, and it was a great way to kick off sports on Q92.
Yeah, and of course, sports is still kind of our bread and butter here. Paul Ramo does a great job for us, and you did all the sports back then. Did you cover wrestling too? I know we did wrestling maybe a little later on.
We did the first wrestling match. Canby, who was obviously very good back then, a perennial
right.
state contender.
That was a rivalry
at Madison, and came down to the heavyweight match. So it was really, really exciting. I know Canby won, but it was like 30-27, something really, really close. And Madison really wrestled well that night.
And then we started the coaches show at some point in time. Were you in on that when we started the Saturday show?
From the number 9 lounge at Dom's Lane, welcome to another edition of the Madison Coaches Show.
Yeah, because you guys did that, I think, on Ortonville or Montevideo prior to us coming on here. So that's been going on for a long time.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We started, I think, on Millbank Station, of all places. Then we moved to KDMA, and then when you guys came to town, we switched over to you guys.
Yeah,
40-year run, pretty good.
That's
I talked to Dick Newman this morning. He called me. I said, "Dick, I'm in Nicaragua." I'll take the shirt, because he's telling me, yeah. He said, "I've already talked to Maynard. We're going to call in later." And he said, "We're still doing the coaches show." So I know Dick is really proud of being part of that for 40 years.
Yep, he's still
that's an amazing run.
Every Saturday morning. Yeah, 40 years is a long time for any business, I guess, and under the same ownership and all that is kind of a milestone we're proud of here. So, it's great to get on the line and talk to you a little bit. Tell the listeners that may not be familiar with you, because you haven't been around town for a while here, what were you doing for a living when a full-time job when you started in sports here?
Sure. I came to Madison in the fall of 1977 as a social studies teacher and coach, and then my position was going to be eliminated due to declining enrollment, and I got hired on by the Production Credit Association, which is now Farm Credit Services. And so I was working there as a loan officer and branch manager when you guys came to town. So that was my full-time gig, and then I did the play-by-play in the evenings, and then the social show on Saturday morning.
All right, and then you got a family going on?
We have a son, Philip, who is 35. He's a science teacher in Belle Plaine. And our daughter, Erin, is an occupational therapist, and she is now actually a professor at Creighton University in Omaha, which is where she got her doctorate in OT. And recently was hired back by them to become a professor.
So yeah, you better mention
like their mother.
Better mention your wife there too.
Yeah, education does run in the family. I was a teacher, and of course my wife Doris is a music teacher in Madison, and she went on to almost a 40-year career in education. So a lot of people remember Doris Porsche as the vocal music teacher there, and
yep.
She's my wife and the mother of our children.
Very good. Well, it's been fun talking to you, Tim. Glad we could connect up here, and great having you as part of our past here at Q92. And stop on in if you're in the neighborhood sometime. We'll put you back live on the radio. Maybe we'd even have you do another ball game with Paul or something sometime, huh?
I think the last time I was on was actually halftime of the Minnesota Goodhue football game. It was a semifinal back in 2015, and I came up and talked to Paul at halftime. Of course, I was there because Goodhue's hometown, and our nephew Sam was playing for Goodhue at the time. So that was a lot of fun to visit with Paul and
right.
Reminisce a little bit then. But I'd love to stop back in. You know, you guys are just fantastic. I can't say enough about what it has meant to the town of Madison and the whole community in Lac La Parle, you know, having that voice. I listen to you occasionally when I'm driving tractor in the spring and the fall in the morning, and I get the markets and I get the obituaries, and it's just like I'm still there.
We're still doing the local thing here, and that's kind of been what's kept us going over all these years, so we'll be continuing that as long as we can. So, well, Tim, you say hi to Doris and the rest of the gang there, and again, thanks for hooking up with us here on our 40th anniversary.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the opportunity.